Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Acosta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Acosta. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. McClellan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive towards short. Gerber catches it and steps on second to double up McClellan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Acosta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acosta takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan takes first base on ball 4. Acosta moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellerbe bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Acosta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acosta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Acosta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. 1 out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Severide moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McManus reaches second base with a double. Severide scores. Gerber scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Lum Davenport now pitching. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport spins, and has McManus trapped. He throws to McClellan, who tags McManus for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy strikes out. 1 out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lum Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. 1 out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schalk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Browns. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy juggles the ball. That's an error on Shealy. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Severide hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McClellan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McClellan moves to third. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Davenport. Gerber moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Gerber scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-3, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Sheely moves to second. Yamyarian pinch hits for Lum Davenport. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Sheely scores. Schalk moves to third. It's 10-5, Browns. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Urban Shocker now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Schock scores. Johnson moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's 10-6, Browns. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball four. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. It's 10-7, Browns. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to third for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.